Time for Dean Richards Entertainment News. And Dean has a TV assignment to run to. Give us a few entertainment headlines before you take off, Dean.
Yeah, let's see. We've got the new movie reviews, which we'll get to in a minute. What's going on for the weekend. But also this interesting story that Neil Young is pulling all of his music off of Amazon. He issued something on his own website saying, forget Amazon, forget Whole Foods, forget Facebook, buy local, buy direct. Says that Amazon does not support people. It is sold out to corporate America. And he said, you should be buying from, you know, local stores. So we'll see if people heed his warning on that. Bad Bunny has been the topic of lots of conversations lately since it was announced that he's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show. He did the SNL this past weekend, and Jennifer Lopez now is coming to his defense, saying that people should give him a chance, saying that music and art transcends language. He has done that more than anybody of the generation. Super Bowl is great because it introduces you to people that you didn't know. I'm sure there are people out there that didn't know me or Shakira before we did the Super Bowl halftime show. So she's saying give them a chance. Meanwhile, the organization that Charlie Kirk, the late Charlie Kirk, founded, Turning Point USA, has announced they're going to be putting on an alternative Super Bowl halftime show. They haven't said with whom, but they are going to be offering something for people who don't want to watch Bad Bunny at all during the actual Super Bowl halftime show.
All right. I know you've got to run and do some TV. We will play those clips that you left us one of your interviews and also the weekend things to do.
Yeah, they're exceptionally good this week. Honestly, much better than me live.
All right, we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, okay, we'll get together again.
Have a good weekend. Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Bob.
This is sad news that just came in this morning. The Moody Blues singer and bass guitarist John Lodge has died at the age of 82. A statement from his family, let me read this. It is with the deepest sadness that we have to announce that John Lodge, our darling husband, father, grandfather, father-in-law, and brother, has been suddenly and unexpectedly taken from us. No further details except this family statement, which also includes this. John Lodge died peacefully, surrounded by sounds of Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly. Justin Hayward and John Lodge had been performing fairly recently, and I believe, the band's original lineup, they're all gone now, so that would leave Justin Hayward, right, as the only remaining Moody Blue now that John Lodge has passed away. Mike Pinder died back in 2024, so Moody Blues singer and bassist John Lodge, gone at the age of 82. People have been giving me the business because I played Doja Cat on the record collection the other day. She was on Saturday Night Live. And I just want to point out that I'm not alone. They announced the presenters and the music figures who will be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony this year. Guess who one of them is? Yeah, Doja Cat. See, I'm right with the kids. Also, Elton John, Olivia Rodrigo, Questlove, 21 Pilots, Missy Elliott, and Ray will be presenting this year. The induction ceremony will honor Mariah Carey, Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Fish, The Black Crowes, Oasis, and will take place in Los Angeles November 8th. It'll stream live on Disney Plus. Other presenters revealed the other day include David Letterman, also Brandi Carlile, and Teddy Swims. Other acts going into the hall this year include Bad Company, Joe Cocker, Billy Idol, Joy Division, New Order, Manya, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes, Salt-N-Pepa, being inducted as one of two recipients of the Musical Influence Award, the other being classic rock singer-songwriter Warren Zevon.